Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Thank you.
captain of the dark side. Welcome, Brian.
You're having a good time with this music tonight, huh?
Yes, I am.
If I'm the dark side of a cartoon, that is.
Don't you know that was? That's Captain Kangaroo.
What
remember, Captain?
What was that you played?
Don't you remember Captain Kangaroo?
Of course.
Yes.
Mr. Green
like
Bean.
I said, a cartoon.
Dancing Bear and Buddy Rabbit. Don't you remember the ping pong ball? That kind of reminds me of you when you enter the room. Anyway. Hello, Brian. What's going on?
Oh, I'm just dandy. What's going on with you? Are you still beating a dead horse somewhere?
Yeah.
That poor thing.
Yes,
that poor thing. I mean, I'm gonna report you to animal cruelty, you know?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I just say that now Agreeing Ideas is back on Facebook as Agreeing Ideas like page. I decided not to fight with City Hall. It's too much of a pain in the butt to change my friend's personal page back. And so I just said, oh, what the heck. Give me another one of those stupid like pages. So Agreeing Ideas is back. And so I will continue because you know what? I hate to admit it. We need that free Facebook because it's great publicity, and our numbers don't look as well this week because we didn't have Facebook advertising. So anyway, yes, I gave in to the corporate monster, but anyway, that's enough of that dead horse. Hey, Brian, I think we should talk about Dark Side. We haven't talked about Dark Side in a while. And first of all, I had a little Dark Side, even though Brian doesn't think it was. I went to Portillo's Hot Dogs in Chicago. I was in Chicago this week, and I got the Chicago-style hot dogs. And let me tell you, oh, my God. If you have never had those, and I don't know if you saw it on my Facebook page, it's not a slimy chili dog, which is what I was going to get. And they talked me into the Chicago hot dog. And, oh, my God, it's got everything on it. It's got relish. It's got some kind of salsa, some kind of onion,
pickle,
giant pickle. It's got,
I would never think of pickle with a hot dog.
Yeah, it was excellent. Have you ever had those, Brian? Brian, you've been to Chicago, haven't you?
Yeah, but I haven't eaten the hot dogs. Don't forget,
what?
I grew up in New York, and when I went to college, I sold Nathan's hot dogs.
Did you really?
Did you really?
Yes. Yes, I worked for Nathan's. In fact, I got as high as being an assistant manager. And then I realized that I better actually go back to school and finish school before I get involved in fast food. I flipped many hot dogs and many burgers in my day.
Now, were you a street vendor?
No.
Were you pushing a cart?
No, I wasn't pushing a cart. I was working one of the Nathan's, you know, it's like a McDonald's.
Oh,
Nathan's,
right. I thought you were pushing a car.
They have them in the
Nathan's had, you know, they had the one in Coney Island, then they had other standalone fast food restaurants.
I just see
and
you pushing a cart.
The
and I'm talking shopping cart, not hot dog cart.
No.
All right. So did you do any dark side stuff this past week?
Well, you know, you sent me that picture. I was driving home after I just actually just about gotten back in the car after I had my dark side moment. And I think my words to you is, you call this dark side? And then I told you what I had. And you're like, okay, I lose.
I lose. By the way, can I interrupt for 1 second? Can I interrupt?
Yes.
You said you posted it on your Facebook page. Okay, now I'm confused. On your new like page or both?
You know, I don't remember. I got three people to keep track of now. I got me, actually four, me and the other me, and then the Agreeing page and the Agreeing Ideas radio page. I don't know. One of the four got it posted.
Go
you guys will have
look.
To go look.
Yeah, would you please tell us who you actually are? I mean, will the real brilliant ideas please stand,
please stand up?
Yeah, what's my line?
So
I don't know.
I'm so glad, though. I'm so glad that you opened a like page because you can get, like, a bazillion friends. And you were up there, you know, already, like, with almost the max anyway. So it's better off, and you just move your friends to there. And as a matter of fact, my cousin, I'm at a shower. My niece had a shower today. So my family was there, and they're all going to start, you know, sharing and liking the page. So it's going to take off.
Well, you know what, right. Lori? I got, I think, 312 likes on the like page, so we're a little,
like,
we're a little ways
right.
off for Brasilia, the Brasilia, whatever that number was you said, but we'll get there.
Brazilian,
right.
I said. Brazilian.
And
right,
by the
Brian.
Way, it's on
yeah.
the Frank Grillion page.
It's on the
not
Frank.
Not the Grillion Grillion page.
Oh, boy. I'm going to get rid of the Frank page eventually, but I got to leave it there. That's the other thing. This is the weird part about that Facebook. Here we go again. It's difficult to post on other people's pages from your like page. I don't know why
you
they're
can't.
Doing that. What's that
mm-hmm.
all about?
Well, plus you can't post to your like. I couldn't post to your like page. I think
well,
it,
I blocked
it, like,
you. I blocked
should,
you.
Well, I know that, but I think. I think when you have a like page that the, anybody that tries to post, the posts just sort of sit in purgatory somewhere, and it's like at your discretion.
Right, somebody, actually several people tried to post on the new page, and I couldn't find them. It kept telling me you have, what do they call it, notifications, but I couldn't find
uh-huh.
where they were.
Yeah,
I
actually posted something welcoming you to the neighborhood, and I couldn't see it, but yet, it's like, God, and I'm like, how are they seeing this? I can't even see it. And
well,
it's not on the page. Whatever.
I did set you up different, but don't tell anybody. All right, let's go back to the dark side. So what did you have on the dark side this past week?
Okay, so I've been ragging on Burger King lately. I haven't had anything decent from Burger King. I had that terrible ham and cheese sandwich and like a fish thing, and well, I went into Burger King because it was close by from wherever I was going, and I was thinking, I haven't had a Whopper in a long time, just a Whopper, and then I'm looking at the board and I see this spicy BLT Whopper, new, and they always,
yeah.
it's like they always put the new thing on meal number three, it seems. Whatever the new thing is, it's like on meal number three, at least the way I see them come out. So I'm like, okay, what the hell? Why not? It was actually really good, and no one
really?
Did look up the nutritional value to see how much sodium and how much fat and how many calories.
So
it
wait
was.
A minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Time out. So this is a momentous occasion. So you're saying that Brian, the wine czar, the dark side czar, actually liked Burger King?
I liked this burger.
He's got the best star burger in the whole wide world. Burger King and I. Who's got that juicy flamboyant burger that's never, never fried? Who's got Coke and crispy French fries? It's Burger King and I. Burger King and I.
Him when I go away, it's like, oh my God, people are going to start to say, Lori must be away because they can't pick up on things.
I love how he drags up all these 300-year-old
yeah.
jingles so that he gets around copyright infringement.
Exactly. That's how you have to do it. Those are free. I wanted to do that one that was for McDonald's. I was trying to find that one today, and they won't let you have that one, that two all beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a crispy bun. No.
Oh, the original?
Yeah, it's protected.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that that's protected.
Yeah, they won't let you have. They won't let you play with that one. So anyway, you liked Burger King. That's good to know. And,
well, I liked this burger. I had a good experience with it. And you know what? The bun didn't crumble. Maybe they went back to the,
I told
well, maybe
you,
Burger King
complaining.
Was,
maybe. I
but
don't
it
know.
Didn't crumble.
Maybe it was
and
all
lately,
the grease
everything
that was
for
the
like,
bacon.
Who knows?
Oh, well, I got some sad news to tell you guys if I can find the article
uh-oh.
Here. Laurie, you're not going to like this story. I just found this prior to the show coming on. Let me see if I can find it here real quick. But do you? I know Laurie does. Brian, do you like... microwave popcorn?
Yeah, I eat it all the time.
Oh,
you
going to
tell me that kills me?
Wait till you hear this. It's loading. You know how Laurie says, what do you say, Laurie? You say, scan. What do you always say? Scanning. What is it you always say? You're trying to find the article.
Scrolling.
Okay, here it is. You ready? This is sad because I went and looked at the popcorn in our cabinet. Microwave popcorn, folks. You know, nothing. I don't want to get this. Yeah, it's always something. It's always something that's going to kill you. Now it's microwave popcorn. So here you go. This is hot off the press and hot out of microwave. Okay, case against microwave popcorn. This just came out. Like a nice bowl of microwave popcorn in the evening? Others do too. In fact, American Downs, listen to this, 16 billion quarts of popcorn annually. But Safety, by the way, who is Safety? I don't like the Safety people, but Safety reports that many microwave popcorns come with apparent health risks. 4 to be exact. I won't bore you with all the details, but if your popcorn has PFOA, which is some kind of crazy chemical, nonstick coating can be found in firefighting foam and pizza boxes. Scientists say the chemical is also associated with cancer and female infertility. But some brands, listen to this, this is good, Orville Redenbacher and Jolly Tom don't have PFOA. Now,
I will do some instant research and pull a bag of microwave popcorn and look at it right now. I buy microwave popcorn in the big giant box at Costco. And it's the Kirkland brand, which is probably made by Orville Redenbacher or someone like that anyway. But
we're
going to
see if it's got perfluorocanic acid, PFOA, in it. While you're doing that, trans fat. Several microwave popcorns include these so-called, you're going to laugh at the name, they're called frankenfats, F-R-A-N-K-E-N, frankenfats, which have been linked to diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Check the product nutritional facts panel for brands that have no trans fats. Do you have trans fats in yours, Brian?
Okay, I will tell you exactly what I have in this.
Okay.
Zero trans fats. Ingredients.
Oh, good.
Whole grain popcorn, palm oil, salt, natural flavoring, ascorbic acid to preserve freshness. That's it. That's all I have in my ingredients. So I guess I can continue eating. I won't die.
Is that microwave popcorn?
Yes, sir, it's microwave popcorn. You hear the bag rustling?
All right, well, saturated fats are big also in most popcorn brands. If you don't want bad LDL cholesterol, buy microwave popcorn with better fat options. So some of you got the good one there, Brian.
Yeah.
Well, I am a popcorn addict.
Really?
And let me tell you that I have dreamed of having a real popcorn maker in the house. For me, microwave popcorn is just, you know, it's a convenience. I used to have an old pressure cooker that I didn't use as a pressure cooker anymore, and it was a popcorn pot for me because I didn't care if it got burnt on the bottom or black or whatever, but that was my popcorn pot, and I love to make popcorn just fresh, not microwave. So I'm a big popcorn addict.
There you go. Well, no, it's actually you're not dark side because you've got the healthy stuff. I'm surprised. So that's Kirkland brand that comes from Costco, huh?
Yeah. But it, like I said, it's probably made by, you know, by Orville Redenbacher or someone. You know, they don't manufacture their own stuff. They, you know, they have people that make it for them. But it's all usually
all right,
name brand stuff.
Here's another. We've popped that one too long. Here's another story that I wanted to talk about. Paleo cookbooks for babies. Have you heard about this? Yes, I swear. Yeah, officials are investigating a paleo cookbook for babies. Now, I myself can pretty much figure that can't be healthy for babies just by the sounds of it. But anyway, let's see here. As Laurie says, scrolling. You've never been too young, it seems, for a trendy diet. The release of an Australian paleo diet cookbook has been delayed amid concerns over its recipes for babies. Officials are investigating, and I love the name of this. You ready? Bubba Yum Yum, the paleo way for new moms.
Bubba Yum Yum.
It includes a recipe for homemade formula for infants younger than 6 months. To make the bone broth, parents will need chicken bones, chicken feet, and vinegar. Australian Health Department says it has concerns about the inadequate nutrition value of some of the recipes. Anyway, it was actually developed by a chef. I'm trying to find his name. But anyway, it goes on to talk about breastfeeding is the best way to feed your baby, la-da-la-da-la-da. A public health advocate puts it more starkly. In my view, there's a very real possibility that baby may die if this book goes ahead. The book is the work of a chef and best-selling author named Pete Evans, along with a nutritionist and a blogger, Charlotte Carr, who says the paleo diet fixed her son's health issues. So there you go. I think I agree this time with the health people. That kind of sounds crazy. Let's grind up some chicken feet and bones and give it to our baby.
Well, you know, it's like with any diet, the paleo diet, except for the, you know, the fact that with the paleo diet, I think it's like you can't eat grains and, you know, any carbohydrates and everything. It's like the Atkins diet. You know, it's all meat driven. It's all protein driven. And I'm just like, you know, when I think about all these diets, I'm like, can any of them possibly be healthy for you? You know, it's like every one of them is going to take something else away from you and give you way too much of something, you know, another thing.
You know, I have to say, I mean, I've never, knock on wood, I've never had to really be on a diet, you know, but Weight Watchers, I mean, so many people who I know do Weight Watchers, and I always said if I was heavy and I had to lose weight, I would go with that because you can have everything and you count your points. And I think, to me, that's the way that, because you can live that way. It's not like,
well, but you see, that's a diet about, yeah, that's a diet about moderation.
Yep. Exactly.
Portion control.
Portion control. Yep.
You know, but when you start saying, okay, you can only eat bacon fat, you know, or you can only eat beef fat, or you can only eat, you know, you're going to spend the next 3 weeks eating nothing but potatoes, you know. It's like, yeah, after 5 years, what goes around comes around, I guess, with these diets.
Mm-hmm.
But what if your body just can't process that stuff properly, quickly enough?
I have to.
Now,
admit,
that's just like, I wonder what about these diets.
When I was a kid, baby up to probably about 4 years old, 5 years old, I loved Gerber's baby food and that pear. Have you had the baby food pears? Oh, my God. I could eat some of that now if I had it.
Wait a second. Up to five? Wait, first of all, I didn't know Lori was away. But, you know, Lori has got to understand that probably that's all you eat when she's away. It's probably baby food.
No, he cooks.
I'm gonna go buy some Gerber pear baby food, and I'm gonna make a pie out of it.
Hey, I can make you some bacon baby food. We'll just put it in the blender for you.
No. Oh gosh.
Yes, that sounds good. All right, Brian, we have to talk about whatever it is you want to talk about because you're dying to talk about this. You told me in about 14 different text messages that we've got to discuss something about Fox News. So now's your moment of glory.
Well, it's not just Fox.
I've been gone all
day. Not just Fox News. But,
you
know, actually, it was while I was having my dark side moment at Burger King. You know, it's like every fast food restaurant now has TVs everywhere, and they're usually playing one of the news channels. Most likely it's Fox News. So I'm eating, and I hear, you know, and I'm like, this is sort of, I'm not watching, I'm listening, you know, and I catch something in my ear. You know, they're doing like a little promo for the next, you know, the next segment after the commercial or whatever, something about the best new way to cook bacon. I'm like, okay, my ears perk up. So I go, now I'm going to have to watch. It's like whenever you text me to tell me about something stupid on Facebook, and you make me go on to look at it. So now I have to watch. And I actually was able to pull it up. In fact, I will post a link to it later. But, Grill, how do you like your bacon? Do you like it really crispy, or, you know, are you okay with it being a little under?
Laurie,
how do you like
your
bacon?
Laurie, answer that question.
Oh, my God. Anyway, are you kidding me? He doesn't care if it's under, burnt, over, perfect.
Just pick one for now, because it'll depend on how much this bacon's going to cost you.
I like mine crispy. How do you like
all
it?
All right. All right, so let's go with the crisp. That'll cost you about $22, $23 per, you know, maybe three slices of bacon with this method.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking
okay.
about? What are you talking about?
Okay.
You're talking to me.
Would you like to see bacon cooked on an M16 rifle?
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Not really.
No.
Some guy wrapped bacon around the muzzle, or I guess the news item that I pulled up said it was like a silencer, but it was pretty loud, you know, in the video. He wrapped the bacon. He wrapped about three slices of bacon around the muzzle of his M16, and then wrapped the bacon, and this is what you're going to like, Grill. He
yeah.
wrapped it in tinfoil. Oh, well, he put the tinfoil over the bacon
okay.
on top of the muzzle. And then he proceeds to shoot about 90 rounds. So I don't know how many clips that is, but what the article said was it took about 90 rounds to cook the bacon. I went and I researched the bullets that, you know, the ammo that's used for an M16.
Right.
And if you buy a box of 500, they'll come out to about 25 cents a round. So when I did the math, that bacon cost about $22, $23. So he just kept shooting the rifle, and the muzzle heated up until the bacon got crisp.
Oh, my goodness.
So aren't you going to go out in the woods behind the house and, you know, and do this? You can shoot it over the water. You know? No one will get hurt.
All right. What else you got? That was truly amazing. Tell me something else.
What
do you want me to tell you?
Wait, is that all? I've been waiting all week long. You sent me that text. It was Tuesday. I was in Chicago.
I told you I had this really interesting thing about bacon. That was it. What else do you want me to tell you? I told you I also wanted to rant about bacon.
And that's all, folks.
That was it. That was
yes.
the story we were waiting for.
I am definitely Looney Tunes, but not as loony as you.
Hey,
I have some food if you want me to read some. I have some nice
yes,
little...
please, because after that,
yes,
I had to be walked half our
I asked you if you wanted more stuff, and you said, no, Laurie's going to be on, and I'm going to be on, and we'll have plenty of stuff. So I didn't prepare anything else, because we don't prepare. This is
freestyle.
No, we don't,
really.
We don't
can
prepare.
That's a freestyle. It's freestyle.
You
ready, guys?
It's Laurie's turn.
Okay. Americans love food. And this guy says he'll be the first to admit that he looks forward to what he's having for dinner while he's eating his breakfast. I love food and we love food, but really, we don't do that. We don't sit at breakfast and say, what are we having for dinner, do we? I mean, sometimes, but we don't really say, let's talk about dinner.
You know what? Actually, you know what's funny? We usually, a lot of times, have breakfast as the dinner from the day before.
That's true.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
We do. Like, he makes this amazing fish. And in the morning, around after I have my coffee, it's around 9:30. I'm like, I'm gonna have that fish. Ice cold, I have that fish. It's so good. You're right. But anyway, okay. So food's a necessity. We all know. So why not learn a few crazy facts about what we're eating? Okay. We cook daily for kids, our husbands, ourselves. We make coffee runs, grab ice cream cones on hot summer days for our kids. We go to fancy restaurants on date night and eat. We have date night every night, brilliant. And we eat breakfast in bed on the weekends. Simply put, food is a huge part of our everyday lives. And since we can't go without it, and who would? I mean, who would want to? Let's learn some interesting facts about the food that you may not know, and some which might surprise you. This is interesting. That's 31 million Americans skip breakfast.
Really?
31 million Americans skip breakfast. Yep.
So that's about 10% of people out there.
I'm sorry, what was that comment?
I do very often skip breakfast.
Well, we heard you. 10% of the people in America don't eat breakfast. You know why? Because they're out there trying to make bacon with an M16. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I'm posting a link to the video right now.
Okay.
Yes. That'll be a funny link. I'll have to check that out. We eat breakfast. We for a little while. I want my coffee first. Yep. Roughly 10% of the population will skip breakfast every day. And they shouldn't, because, of course, breakfast revs up our metabolism. It gives our bodies and brains the energy we need to get going. And we should really make it a priority to eat breakfast every day.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I heard that there's a festival going on here locally in Maryland. And speaking of this, they're going to take a hot dog and they're going to make a Krispy Kreme donut roll and then cover it in raspberry jam. That's kind of a breakfast, isn't it?
Whoa. I love Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. Oh. Did someone post that? Or, I don't know, did I imagine it in my sleep during one of my hiatuses?
I think you imagined it. No, it was on the radio yesterday. There's some local festival, and they're trying to come up with a name for it, and I had all kinds of crazy names that I came up with it. And if you win the contest, they're gonna give you a free coupon to have whatever this thing is. But it sounds pretty good to me. Hot dogs with donuts and raspberry jam.
See, I'm not big on the flavor jams in my donut. I like just the honey dip. Or
yeah,
the
chocolate, I know. Bow ties and one of those other things. What do they call
those? Oh, the bow ties. Yep. And the honey dip. I love the crawler.
Crawler.
Honey dip crawler. Yep. But the honey dip, not the plain.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Fresh bread is the most commonly purchased food. I was surprised at that. Fresh bread is the most commonly purchased food.
That's very uncommon
for us. We
get the day old bread.
except at Walmart.
But it's so good.
Hey, get this, Brian. At Walmart, they're loading the bread. They've dropped the price now. Fresh bread is $1. But if you get the bread that's like one day away from it expiring, you can get it for 60 cents a loaf.
Yep. And they slice it. They open it and slice it for you. Yep. And I feel so bad. These guys, I want to tip them all the time. They won't take the tip. They said, we can't take it, ma'am. I said, I feel really bad. You're slicing my bread for me. You know, no, it's okay. I mean, it's
Lori, it's a machine. It takes them 2 seconds to slice the bread.
No, it doesn't.
You're gonna give them a tip for it.
I want to give them a tip.
I got to do a promo commercial real quick. I forgot. Hey, by the way, Owen's Barbecue, owensbbq.com. I've talked about it the last couple of weeks, and I told Marty that I would mention it several times here on the show because I love it. And he's got that Tatankin dust, and Tatankin dust, you can use it on everything. Don't forget to go check out Owen's Barbecue. It's owensbbq.com. It makes everything taste
amazing.
Fantastic. And I'm going to take a quick break. We only got like 8 minutes left. I'll take a quick break and come right back because I got to take one of the dogs out. Be right back.
Yeah. man, move him on, hit him up, raw high.
Love pizza and cheeseburgers, but fresh bread ranks as the most commonly purchased food. According to the survey conducted by the Nielsen, 97% of homes purchased bread in the past year, but we can guarantee not all of those homes purchased McDonald's hamburgers. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, this one's really interesting. I was really excited to hear this because, brilliant, you're my proof, and you know I do this every day. Lemons are one of the healthiest foods in the world. I was like, oh my God, I know lemons are healthy, but they are one of the healthiest foods in the world. So they say, according to Fitness Magazine, lemons rank as one of the world's healthiest foods. And why? Because one lemon contains daily dose of vitamin C. It cleans the liver, it boosts your immunity, and it aids in weight loss. So we recommend adding fresh sliced lemons to your water each morning. I drink water all day with fresh squeezed lemon juice all day long.
So wait. Now, if I tell Grill to go suck a lemon, it means I'm being nice to him, and I'm concerned for his health.
Yes, that's a good one, Brian. That was pretty good.
See how much, you know?
I know. She does. She actually really does. She actually drinks, you put ginger in that too, but she uses lemon and ginger, and that's why you're so healthy, Laurie.
See? Not from what, thank God. We're running out of time, but this is really
Yes,
this really
we're. I mean, we're literally almost out of time.
Okay, the highest calorie, take a guess what you think the highest calorie fast food is in the world.
Didn't we talk about that last week? I think it was Chipotle.
No, a milkshake.
How many calories?
As a matter of fact, I'm in Jersey, and I will be going to a diner, and I am going to get a vanilla milkshake, extra, extra thick. My niece loves to go with me. She laughs. She goes, yeah, Lori always gets it so thick. Oh, yeah, it's so thick. It's like you need a spoon because they make it with the old-fashioned milkshake blender, big silver cup, and she puts it out, and I'm like, oh. I'm going to treat myself.
Well, how many calories are we talking here?
What did it say? Does it even say it? 1,600, a whopping 1,600. Okay, wait a minute. A large chocolate shake. This is from White Castle, which I'm going to, too, in Jersey. It contains a whopping almost 1,700 calories, and it contains the highest calories of any one single item fast food.
Wow. Brian, that beats your burrito. That burrito was only like
1,700 calories for a White Castle. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the large chocolate.
Lori handles it better than me, so.
I'll
zigzag. I'll have one, and I'll go like 2 days without eating. That's just, you know, drinking water and lemon for 2 days.
Well, how do you think I can do this dark side thing? I don't eat breakfast.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's
one of those
we know what to do.
Those that don't eat breakfast, you know?
You eat breakfast.
The only way I can handle the dark side.
Hi, we got to go, believe it or not. I can't believe how fast this goes by. I would just like to say, too, I was at a food show this past week in Chicago, and to all the folks out there in Centralia who may be listening. Oh, by the way, speaking of that, when I set up my booth, I had on the Green Ideas T-shirt. And when I came back after the trade show, what I found interesting is our numbers shot up. And I don't know if it was because of Green Ideas Radio or somebody else was promoting it somewhere with the T-shirt on. And I got thinking about it. I'm as big as a sandwich board anyway. So maybe that's why people noticed it and our numbers went up. But thank you to all the people out there in Chicago. It was a fun show. And we've got... to go, and I think this is appropriate. When I was at the show, you know, I'm kind of intimidating, I guess, to some people, and one of the vendors that I work with, when I was standing in the booth, had my arms crossed, and he said I looked like a hired assassin, and he said I was scaring people away, so I don't know what, but I thought it was pretty appropriate with this song I'm going to pick, and actually it's very appropriate too, Laurie, as a closing song, because you were talking about lemons, so I think the song Pulp Fiction, which a lot of people said I looked like Pulp Fiction when I was at the show, if you remember that movie with John Travolta, et cetera, I think a closing song should be the Pulp Fiction theme. And Brian, do you have anything else to add from Wineness or from Dark Sideness?
I have. Well, actually, I had a great event last night, but we can talk about that another time. With talk about cult stuff, and this was all cult wines. So it was a lot of fun.
Oh, no, I didn't think about it. St. Patrick's Day is true that we could have done. Maybe had to do
and
a little pairing.
St. Patrick's Day, and happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody.
Yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm half Irish, so woo-hoo.
I actually had my, you know, my corned beef and cabbage today, but, you know, I'm thinking, I'm not posting a picture. Because I can just so imagine all the forks and knives out there waiting for my corned beef and cabbage, and I'm like, I'm not posting a picture.
Oh, post a picture. Post it on St. Patrick's Day for me.
All right, we gotta go. Drink some green beer out there for St. Patrick's Day. Everyone have a nice week, and we'll see you again next Sunday. I can't believe how fast this goes by. I love these 45-minute shows. Everyone have a nice one. I'm going to close out with the theme from one of my favorite movies, Pulp Fiction. Everyone have a nice one. We'll see you next Sunday.